Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you'll see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Mary Blake, a prominent healer who has been a healer in many incarnations. This time around, her natural ability was shocked into action at age 15 by a bolt of lightning. It shot down the wall 3 feet from her and activated the part of her brain involved with healing. 3 weeks later, she gave her first massage. For many years, she denied her healing ability, convincing herself that she just gave good massages. In 1978, she met other healers for the first time and experienced a spontaneous healing of lung cancer. The realization that she had denied her God-given gift led to a lifetime commitment to work as an instrument of divine purpose. After years of study, both here and in the United Kingdom, her life work, multi-life therapy, began. The training started as a once-in-a-lifetime event and turned into a spiritual apprenticeship. At first, she learned by watching and listening as spirit took clients into other incarnations, revealed the origin of their karmic blocks, rewrote history, and erased karma. It grew into a full partnership, working with spirit, helping clients and their soul brothers and sisters to discover the cause of the negative karma, make the necessary choices, avoid the conflict entirely, and live a happy, productive life. The changes occur on the core consciousness level, and the resulting freedom from negative karma is often life-changing. Multi-life therapy taps deeply into the subterranean levels of consciousness that impact upon our lives on every level, from mundane to the spiritual. Mary states that we've all come here with a purpose, and that most people spend two-thirds of their lives trying to remember why they came here. She says, "I help bring people greater awareness of their spiritual gifts." Now, I want to let you know a couple of things. I'm going to give out Mary's phone number to you and her email address. If you desire to contact her for any reason, including doing multi-life therapy, she's a master. I've done it with her. It had amazing and profound results in my life. So I encourage you to consider doing that. And she also has written a book about it, and it's just about ready to hit the market. It's called Bye Bye Bad Karma. And I'm going to give you her email address now, and I'm going to give you her phone number. The email address, there's an acronym for The Mary Blake, so it's T, capital letters, TMB, small case, network, at TWC.com. That's capital letters, TMB, then lowercase, network, at TWC.com. And her phone number is area code 212-724-4081. She has a website that's currently under construction, so I'm not going to give that out at this point in time, but I will have Mary back again. She's on the show at least once or twice a year, and it's always a pleasure to have her on. So with that said, let me welcome Mary. Mary, how are you tonight?
I am absolutely great, David. Having a wonderful time.
That's great to hear. I love it. And I had the experience of asking Mary many times how she's doing, and she almost always comes up with that answer. And I think that's a testament to the way that you deal with life and all of its blessings and seeming misfortunes. So, Mary, you have really been on a roll, and you've got something real exciting happening in your life.
I sure do.
Well, I would like to ask you first and foremost how the book that you've written has come about.
Well, it started out, and it didn't seem as if it was ever going to go anywhere. You know, I've been doing this work since the 80s, since exactly 1980, and I felt that it was important to know about, you know, for the world to know about, because everybody was talking about hypnotic past life regression, and I literally started out in this work thinking that regression, past life regression, was a scam, because I tried it in England, and then it was a total flop. It didn't work. In fact, it backfired completely. So anyway, here I was, and I thought the best way to do it, and I got permission from my students, and some of my clients gave permission to use it in a book. And so we recorded it, and my students actually transcribed it right straight from the dictation from the audio tape. So I had all these different audio tapes, transcriptions, and there they were, and it was like beads that hadn't been put into a necklace yet, you know. And one of my students was a professional published author, and she could not afford to do the multi-life therapy. So she said, "Could I do a barter? I will edit your book." So I said, "Sure." And so she got her session, and then I didn't get my papers back, and I had given her about a foot of papers, and finally, ooh, I said, I want them back. And she said, I'm so sorry. She said, I'm so busy. I just can't see you right now. I have a very, very important appointment with a powerful TV producer, and I'll just have to see you later. So a couple of weeks later, she came to a restaurant where a friend of mine, who was also a published author and artist, and I were having dinner together, and she handed me my papers back, and she said, "When you see yourself on TV, and you will, if you don't like it, don't be mad at me." And Farida looked at me, and she said, "What was that all about?" And I said, "I have no idea." Well, what it was all about was that she stole the basic concept behind the book, and it was turned into Quantum Leap, which was...
Oh, my.
For about 8 years, It was one of the top TV shows. And the book went up on the top shelf, and I didn't want to see it, and I didn't want to be reminded of what a terrible thing this woman had done. And so in 1999, Hans Holzer, who is a world-renowned parapsychologist, came over and gave me a private reading. And he said my book was going to be published. So I got it down off the shelf and sent it to the publisher that he told me to send it to. And they loved it. And then they sent me information as to how to turn it into a how-to book. And I said, oh, no. This is not going to work. What if people get stuck out somewhere in limbo and they can't ever get back? And I'm in trouble. I mean, I'm in major big trouble here. And so I sat down and I wrote a chapter called Regression is Not a Parlor Game. And I sent it to them and I said, this is why I cannot do it as a how-to book. And they sent it back and said, we have read that and we understand it and it is a serious problem. But unfortunately, we publish how-to books. So the book went back up on the top shelf again for another 10 years.
Oh, boy.
And then finally it had to come out. You know, it was like you're pregnant for about 10 years, you know. And it's just got to come out. And so as you well know, I did a first book, which was a learning, very much of a learning thing. And I learned a lot of things that worked and a lot of things that didn't work. And the things that didn't work were rather important ones. And one of the things is having the right title that tells what you do. And Journals of a Healer certainly didn't say a thing about what I do. So I learned all of these things, and then I said, okay, it's time. Everybody said, you've got to really get this out. So I said, it is time. And so I found this wonderful publisher. It's by the name of, it's Cora Press, and they have been marvelous. They have just really made such a huge difference, and the book. Well, first of all, it's now volume one, because I was told that the first book was too dense and was way too long, and it was so dense, and a lot of people, even people who were in metaphysics, didn't understand it. So then the book one is what is coming out. And it's entitled, as you mentioned, Bye Bye Bad Karma. And what we literally do is we take people into other lifetimes, not past, because if it's the past, obviously you can't change it. And the most important thing and the different thing about what we do is that with Spirit's help, we rewrite history and erase karma. So,
wow.
Now,
do you do that, Mary?
We sure do, and you, I know you experienced it.
I sure did.
Every once in a while, I get a thank you from you. So,
well,
yeah.
Deserved, thank you.
No, well, and so anyway, this is what I'm doing now, and I'm celebrating the fact that soon people will be able to read, and they will understand sort of a little bit of where I come from, and how the book came to be, and of course. What I've told you right now is not in the book, obviously, because this is just between us here on the radio, and the blog
gotcha.
Radio said. Yeah. So you asked me how it came to be, and I had to tell you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, is there anything that you want to say about multi-life therapy for anybody that is interested in pursuing that with you, or would it be better for them to read the book first and then contact you?
Not necessarily, because I have done this with so many, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people. I even once did it in the middle of a video recording of my work, and the cinematographer said, "Let's do it." And we did it right there, and it turned into 3 hours, which he swore would never see the light of day because he was embarrassed about the lifetime that he went into and didn't want anybody to know it. It was a very private thing. And so, no, you don't have to have any information about it before. And sometimes it's better not to, because expectations can sometimes get in the way of an experience.
Sure. Sure. That makes perfect sense.
The biggest job that anyone who comes in to do a multi-life therapy, their huge job is to not think.
I can appreciate that. That was my experience.
Mm-hmm. Because the minute you start analyzing and thinking and wondering, am I making this up or not? Is this real? What's going on? How does this happen? It's like busting the bubble. That's it. It's over. It's just done, you know. And this is the important thing, and it takes a certain amount of discipline. It took a tremendous amount of discipline for me to learn how to do it because I'm a thinker. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Me too.
So
this
was a big
job. I'll
just
say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I placed my faith in you and in spirit because I know what a spiritual person you are, and I had faith based on having read your accounts with other people in the first book that came out,
mm-hmm.
that it was going to work for me. And it did. It did. It took me to 3 lifetimes, other lifetimes, and one was a very profound one. And it did help me rewrite karma that had a ripple down effect into this life and healed me of a major life issue. So I just wanted to put that out there.
You know, I'm so thrilled that we were able to do that together, the three of us. Well, the four of us, actually, you, Spirit, and the other incarnation. Because we all communicate.
And I also want to say that we did it over the telephone.
We sure did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I just laid back on a chaise lounge and relaxed and allowed spirit to work through me. And, boy, it was absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So I thank you once again for that. I wanted to do that publicly so people know that they can hear it from a person who's experienced it, that it works.
Thanks, David. That's great.
Sure. Sure. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the book or about multi-life therapy?
Multi-life therapy is so individualized that it's kind of hard to generalize it because every single lifetime is different. And we have had amazing experiences. We have even actually a couple of times gone into a different galaxy, which was quite astounding to me. But then I realized, yes, I do have something to say important about multi-life therapy, and that is, Stardust, who is my spiritual guide, and who really keeps me on keel. Actually, she keeps me level. She's got a crazy sense of humor, and she She is wise beyond belief. She says, nothing that ever happened to you, anywhere, anytime, any place, you know, is important. The only thing important is how that experience affects the consciousness. So, when we rewrite history, the consciousness is changed. There is what I have learned, and which is was amazing to me, is that there is something called the core consciousness, or that they call the core consciousness. And that is the combined wisdom and compassion and learnings and discoveries and everything of all our lifetimes. And when we rewrite this history, it is recorded into that core consciousness in the exact same way as if we had physically been there and done those things.
That's
the amazing part. And that is why that is why it reverberates through your current life.
Well, what I'm wondering, if it's something that you feel like sharing, is what do you mean when you say rewrite history?
Well, suppose let's just take a very generalized thing. Suppose someone was mugged in a dark alley in another lifetime, and it was so traumatic that now that person cannot go into a dark alley without literally falling to pieces and practically having a nervous breakdown. Well, suppose we take that person, this person living here now, into that lifetime and meet that person that was mugged and killed in a dark alley. And Spirit says to them, are you sure you want to go take that shortcut and go down that dark alley? Well, I do it all the time. Well, you know, it's kind of dark tonight and it's late. You know, you see those three guys standing over there under that light post, you know? Why don't you walk over there and ask them if they would mind to walk home with you? So the person does it. She doesn't get mugged and killed in the dark alley. And so all of a sudden, her phobia of dark alleys is gone.
I hear you.
Okay.
I had a similar experience.
It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's so simple, it sometimes it's hard for people to believe.
Well, the one thing that I've learned about simplicity is we as humans tend to complicate the bejesus out of things. And when we keep it simple, we are practicing spiritual principles, and then we seem to advance more quickly in our life than we do when we keep things complicated and keep spinning around in circles.
Yeah. We get all of the craziness out of the way, because our craziness, we think ourselves into such messes. We really do. Things that should never even have happened, but we you know, through all kinds of contortions, we managed to push it out of shape to the point where something that we really didn't want to have happen happens.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Absolutely. And those projections quite often come to pass if we dwell on a dark path.
Of course. Because as you well know, what your mind obsesses on becomes your reality.
And isn't it nice when we focus on the positive and those things come to pass?
Absolutely. Yeah. One of my favorite songs, Accentuate the Positive.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I should let people know that Mary is a jazz singer, too. She's wonderful.
So.
Well, Mary, we have got a lot of enraptured callers. Everybody has stayed listening to you. And I want to let the callers know that, as I advertised, Mary is just going to do one healing tonight. And the way that's going to take place is that on a previous show, there was one woman who had requested a healing and we ran out of time. And so
she was given
the opportunity to call.
I promised I would do it, but since we didn't have any time, we'd have to do it another time. So I keep
right.
my promises.
And I'm hoping that people that are on the line will listen to the healing to glean what you can from it, and then as many of you as will have an opportunity after that takes place can talk to Mary. So please stay with us. And if you're ready, Mary, I'm going to bring Miranda on the line.
Okay, I do want to say one thing.
Absolutely.
What I would suggest to the listeners is that they sort of become a sponge and soak up the energy, because the energy doesn't stop at the person that I'm healing. I was once working on a cancer patient, and her husband, who was a naturopathic doctor, was in his office in the next room. Doing some work, and he came in and gave her some messages, and he looked at me and he says, "And thanks for the healing. I got the overflow through the wall, and I feel fantastic." So.
Yes, it's amazing how that works too. And before we go to Miranda, I just wanted to say, and maybe you want to make some comments about this. Mary has worked with me on various different kinds of healing, physical, emotional, whatever, that has not been connected directly to multi-life therapy. And I wondered if you would like to talk about any of the other types of healing that you are willing to do with people.
Well, it's whatever is needed. Because
okay.
I committed my life to work as an instrument of divine purpose. And divine purpose has its own mind. Let me tell you that. So, yes, I do. I have done. One woman came in, and I've never worked with a pendulum. Suddenly I got a pendulum out, and it was whirling around over her head. And I just go along with it because that's the deal I made. I made a deal with God that I would only work with the most highly principled, loving, spiritual, and wise beings that were willing to work with us here on this planet, and who were interested in helping us to complete the job we came here to do. And I also said that I would prefer not to bother dead relatives if they don't want to talk, and I would never want to do anything that would make people feel uncomfortable or that they're being used or manipulated or whatever. So that was the deal I made with God, and we've held to it. So whatever comes through, and I'm okay with it.
Okay, that's great. And just to let the other callers know, thank you for hanging in there with us and being interested in the show and in Mary's work. I have not talked to any of you tonight, but when we're done with Miranda, area code 805 is the first person in the queue. And hopefully we will be able to get to you. Let's go to Miranda if you're ready for her.
Sure.
Okay. Hi, Miranda.
Hi.
You're live.
Thank you, David. And thank you, Mary. I'm so fortunate, and I'm so grateful to you both for allowing this opportunity for a healing and just open to spirit and your guidance, and just open and hoping for whatever spirit wants to happen.
Okay, good. I have a feeling that things have changed a little bit with you since we last spoke.
I don't know. I try to remain positive. There's a lot of stuff going on in my life that I thought, you know, I was telling David that I thought might have come to pass by now, because we had spoken at the end of January, and here we are in July and time has flown by, but I think things haven't changed as much as I'd like, the other issues that are going on in my life. But I'm staying positive. I believe in divine timing. And I'm really hoping that we could come to unravel this block or this issue that I have with the hair growth. As I mentioned to you, it's not just affecting me, but my children, my daughters. And if there is some sort of family ancestry thing going on, I would love to, you know, break it for future generations, you know, not just for myself and my children. So, you know, whatever guidance you get from spirit, let's just go with it and see what comes up.
Okay. Now you're having problems with your hair.
Yes, my hair growth. It's very, very thin. It's gotten to the point where it's so fine and thin that it gets so tangled up, and I have to wind up cutting it because it's a big knot, and it's
okay.
You know, it's really frustrating, Mary. I pray. I've talked to my hair. I visualized it.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I don't seem to be getting anywhere, and that's why I'm really, really happy to have this opportunity to work with you. I'm just really hopeful.
Sure. Okay. Have you changed your diet at all?
Yes, I'm trying to eat more greens and more nutrition, taking vitamins.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're taking the magnesium and zinc and...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. Okay. So, when you think of people without hair problems, what comes to your mind?
With hair problems or without?
With.
I didn't hear you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just feel empathy for them because I know it's not pleasant, especially for a woman, because you know that's like our crowning glory, and it's obviously much harder, I think, for women to go through society with thinning hair, and I just feel compassion for them. But I am a compassionate person in general. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you don't have any negative thoughts about them?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Except that poor thing, sort of.
Yeah, just empathy, like, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you would much rather not be a poor thing, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, if I had a choice, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to tense your whole body, tense until you feel yourself trembling. Okay, and when that happens, just collapse like a rag doll.
Okay.
All right. Now feel how relaxed, really relaxed your body is. It's the quickest way I know to completely relax the body. And we need the body relaxed before we can work on a spiritual level.
Mm-hmm.
Because the body is always interfering a bit, and, you know, a little bit of a drain on the spirit. So now, take a very deep breath through your nose. Pull it in fill up the lower part of your abdomen first, like you're blowing up a skinny balloon, and you want to fill up the bottom of it. If you don't fill it up first, it'll never fill up. That's it. And then let that air grab all of the unhappiness and the pain and the anger and the upset that you've got, and just dump it. Just completely dump it.
Okay.
That's it. You have your eyes closed.
Uh-huh.
And feel the peace. Let go of your anger. Just take a deep breath. Grab the anger and dump it. Just out. There you go. And let go of everything that you don't like about yourself. Out, 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 out. All that criticism, out. Dump it. Come on, let it go. Big time, let it go. There you go. All right. And now take a deep breath. And just float. Just float in. Snow. Nothing in between you now. And getting to that peaceful, wonderful place inside. Just feel how peaceful you are with you, with the world. Nothing can possibly upset you. Nothing can annoy you. Nothing can possibly go wrong, because you are in that perfect, safe place that's yours and yours alone. And feel where you are. Just notice what a wonderful place that is. And just float upwards into your head. And just imagine if your head was a great big wonderful flower bud, and it's ready just to burst into bloom. And at the crown of the head, it's where the flower petals are coming together, and in a clockwise direction towards your right ear and your back, shoulders, and round to the front. Open those petals one by one, layer by layer, until you have a whole big, beautiful, beautiful flower full bloom. And that flower is going to take any color that it wants to be. I know it would like you to just kind of notice what color it chooses. And when you know that, you may see it, you may feel it, you may know it. But whenever you know what color it is, you tell me.
I just feel soft because I have black hair.
What is it?
With black petals, just because I have black hair.
Oh, how wonderful. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, black, as you know, has every single color in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is wonderful. Do you notice what color the center of the flower is?
Yellow.
Good. Yellow is mental clarity and emotional stability. So who can complain about that? And that is what the universe is sending to you right now. And black, as you know, absorbs. It absorbs sunlight. It absorbs energy. Its whole job is to absorb. So those black petals are absorbing this. We are reaching out toward the center of the universe and pulling into you the creative force and the healing of energy and that beautiful, wonderful golden yellow is coming right into you. Pull it down. Take a deep breath and pull it down through the center of the flower and pull it down straight into your heart. Feel it. Feel that beautiful, beautiful golden yellow energy filling your heart. Again, just let go. If there's any doubt, anything getting in the way, blow it away. Ooh. Pull in more of it. Feel your whole chest expanding and filling with this magnificent, magnificent energy. And feel the petals. Literally massaging your scalp, feeding your scalp, filling your scalp with the energy that the roots of your hair need to grow. It's like when you feed a plant. And you can say thank you and feel. Just feel this energy just vibrating in your scalp. And keep saying thank you for the miracle that's just happening. Thank you for the miracle that's just happening.
Mary, I don't know. I'm trying to be thankful. I'm trying to be positive, but there's doubt in the back of my mind that it's not working.
Well, kick it out. Put it. Okay. I'm giving you a big bag. Throw it in the bag. Get every single tiny piece of doubt out. Don't you dare let that in there. Don't you dare. What are we doing this for if you're allowing the doubt to interfere with it? This is not only right now and not only with your hair. This is with everything in your life. And you need to develop the discipline to send that doubt packing. And nobody can do this for you. You must do this for yourself. You hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. How are you doing in scooping all that garbage up?
Good. I threw it in the garbage.
That's right. Okay. Now, tie it up.
It's tied up.
Okay. When I was a little girl, there was a song. Put it in the box, tie it out the ribbon, and throw it in the deep blue sea. So. So, now, is it all tied up? It can't get out, right?
It's tied up, yep.
That was an impermeable bag that I gave you, okay? Now, I want you to give it a very swift kick and see it disappearing out into the universe. And we are going to ask, I have a garbage disposal unit out there in the center of the universe. And we ask that it transmute this negative energy into the most positive energy that it can possibly be, because you cannot destroy energy. However, you can transmute it from negative to positive, just as you can take water and transmute it to steam or to ice. So we are asking the universe, my recycling center out there in the sky, to transmute this negative energy that you have just dumped into it, into its most positive aspect, so that it will be available for the greatest good to the greatest number. Is that clear?
Yes.
You do not know how many thousands of people you might have helped by transmuting that negative energy into positive. So it's there for people who need it now.
That's beautiful.
Good. Now, doubt, get out of there. You've got to like a goalie in the soccer game or a tennis player, where they're ready to go left, right, up, down, wherever.
Yes.
And they hit the ball. Now you do that with negativity. Anytime there is doubt, out of here, out right now. I was going through a major crisis for a while, and I developed a technique I call my 2-minute tantrum. And I had a woman that I had never met before sitting on my love seat, and a woman called in who took me to the end of my patience. And I said, I have to go now. And I hung up and I looked at the woman and said, you will have to excuse me, but I'm going to do a 2-minute tantrum. So she says, okay. And so I'm jumping up and down, and I'm waving, as if you're walking into a whole bunch of spider webs. Grab them and toss them out to the center of the universe. Jumping up and down and saying, out of my body, out of my mind, out of my energy, out of my apartment, out everywhere, out. So I turned around, sat down in my power seat chair again, and she looked at me in total amazement. She says, you know, the whole room feels different.
Wow.
So it works. And what you need to do is we've all got to, every once in a while, we've got to outsmart ourselves. And you have a tendency of feeding the doubt, feeding the negativity, and saying, you're right. You're right. I know you're right. Oh, my God, this is terror. Here it goes again. And this is not good for you, and it's not good for anybody around you, and you're polluting the atmosphere. Cut it out. Okay?
I will.
You promise?
I promise, Mary. Yes. No, I it's just that, I guess, because I'm a person of faith, and I pray so much, I visualize, and as I said, when you don't see anything happening, it's only natural that doubt would creep in, but I've come to a point where I realize
don't say that. It is not natural that it would creep in. It doesn't creep in with a lot of people. It doesn't creep in with me anymore. Oh my goodness, I could take some a what if and expand it to infinity.
Right.
I used to be very, very good at that.
I get it. I stay positive. I'm hoping to
see. There was an American Indian saying, there are two wolves inside of you. An evil wolf and a good wolf. Which one do you think is going to survive?
Right, absolutely.
Do you know the answer?
Oh, it's got to be the good, not the evil.
Nope, it's the one you feed.
The one you feed.
Mm.
That makes sense. Obviously.
Okay. The survivor is the one you feed.
What you focus on grows.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And look, when you catch yourself doing that, don't get mad at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do not get mad at yourself, because you're going to waste energy on that. So what you want to do is swat it away. You know, like a bee that's buzzing around your head.
Right.
Grab something and swat it away. Just throw it as far away from you as possible, up, not down. You don't want to pollute the earth. Do not send your negativity into the earth. It's got enough of that already. Okay?
Understood.
Send it out to the center of the universe and ask that it be transmuted to its highest potential. Are we clear?
I'm going to follow your instructions, Mary.
Now, do not beat yourself up. That's a waste of energy. A total waste of energy.
Right.
What you want to do, most people pray by asking for help or asking for something that they want, asking for something to be done for them. Very few people ask for the energy and the help and the wisdom to do it themselves. And very, very few people pray a prayer of thanks. When the first time I was given the prayer, I give thanks for the miracle that is happening right now. I was delivering some herbal supplements, and then a person came in who looked like Mac the Knife, and he looked at me and he kind of signaled for me to go out. He said, "Got to talk to her privately," and she grabbed me and she took me out and shut the door and said, "You pray hard." And okay, and she immediately went in, and I didn't know what to pray for. So I said, "Spirit, what do I pray for?" Okay, I give thanks for the miracle that's happening right now. So, in about 3 or 4 minutes, the door opened, and this man who looked like Mac the Knife stomped out. And she ran out and grabbed something out of his back pocket that he had stolen from her, one of the products that I had brought for her. And she grabbed me, took me into her room and said, shut the door and said, "A miracle just happened. A miracle just happened." I said, "Tell me." And she said, "I just turned down Coke for the first time in 12 years.
Oh, my.
Wow. Wow.
And I said, I give thanks for the miracle that just happened.
Yes.
You know, Mary, I once asked somebody what the most important prayer, I asked a minister what the most important prayer you could say was, and she said simply two words, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Miranda, you can do it.
But spirit is perfectly delighted that you thank them for a spirit, for God is happy to be thanked for a miracle. Usually he doesn't get thanked for his miracles, you know.
Oh, I will thank him day and night for this miracle, for lovely hair for me, my daughters, and future generation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and because what you want to do, you also want to let your daughters know that you suspect that you lost your hair, you were losing your hair because of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And say, you know, this does not have to happen to you. Anxiety
mm-hmm.
is not hereditary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that what you sense, Mary, that it's not a genetic thing or it's just stress-related?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I must tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
That stress and excitement are registered inside the human condition in the same way, but our minds interpret it differently. So what you need to do is turn anxiety into excitement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Turn what you think of as a disaster into an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of Stardust's cute little sayings is, she says, some things take a very peculiar way of going right. They start out looking like a disaster.
Mm, right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you are thinking yourself into places that you have no business being.
Mhm. Mhm.
Okay.
Got it.
Miranda,
thank you for participating tonight, Mary.
You,
I'm sorry.
Thank you,
mm-hmm.
David, and thank you, Mary, for this opportunity. Thank you so much, and I thank God also, and I will just be thankful and stay in this positive mood.
And now, listen to me carefully.
Yes.
Look and feel above you. There is something that is very, very beautiful. It can be any shape, any size, any color, any texture. Just so it's something that you can wrap up in and feel safe.
I don't know, I just sense the infinity symbol. I draw an infinity symbol almost daily.
What color is it?
It's usually like a white, like a whitish.
Okay, what's the texture? Is it shiny, soft?
It's like a cloud almost, I think.
Good. Okay, now I want you to reach up and pull it down over the back of you, underneath your feet, and back up to the top, and seal it counterclockwise. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to just take a few swipes around and round, kind of like an old lady with a ball of yarn. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what this is, I've just given you my psychic security blanket. This will protect you It will keep all bad energies, all bad vibes, all negativity, everything that is hurting you, but wants to hurt you, that has the capacity of hurting you, away from you. It's like a screen that keeps the bugs out but lets the beautiful breezes in. So the good energy, the loving energy, the supportive and the constructive and the kind energy will all come in. But bad vibes aren't going to bother you anymore.
That's great. That's wonderful. Thank
and
you.
And you can pull that down anytime.
Mm-hmm.
You can reinforce it anytime you want to do it. And you want to do a double layer, fine. You know,
mm-hmm.
Just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you clear now?
Yes.
How do you feel?
I feel good. I feel really good.
All that wonderful energy, that magnificent energy that came from spirit, that you pulled in from the outer levels of our existence, that all came in. That's all locked in with you. It's nurturing you. It's healing you. You've got a happy little cap, feeding your capillaries.
Great.
Everything's good. And love your hair.
I love my
hair. Stroke it gently and say, I love my beautiful hair. I just love my beautiful hair. I'm so glad I was born with black hair. I just love black hair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love my hair. Yes.
There you go.
I love my hair.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, how it's very hard to get better when people are calling you bad or calling you complaining about you, you know?
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
So
I
you got your assignments.
I certainly do. I certainly do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mary. And thank you so much, David. Blessings to you.
You're
both.
Welcome, Miranda.
Yes.
Thank
blessings.
You for participating
you.
Tonight.
Oh,
and Mary, let me say this. We've come to the end of the hour. We do have some callers. I don't know if you are willing to take a call or if you prefer to.
Oh, you know me. I'm perfectly happy. They're there. I mean, they should be happy they got all this wonderful energy blowing past them. But, yeah,
absolutely.
I'm delighted. Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
You know,
well,
you
let's
know
take
that,
a caller
this,
then.
I get fed, too. You realize that.
I know you do, darling.
Okay, good. All right.
Miranda, thank you. You take good care.
I will. Thank you. Thank you both.
And bless
take
and bless
good care
heart. And go be beautiful.
I will. I'm beautiful. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Miranda. Have a blessed evening. All right. Well, Mary, I'm going to leave it up to you. We have five callers on the line. You tell me what you want to do.
Well, let's just go. Let's just go.
Okay.
And see how it works. See how it works.
I am flexible. Let me just say to the callers that have remained on the line, and thank you very much for doing so. Mary has done her healing for the evening. She's willing to answer questions or if you want to make a comment, I'm sure that would be appreciated. And I noticed that some of you have gotten impatient or maybe you were bounced off and have called back. Area code 805 is gone, but area code 954 is here. And you're live. What is your first name, please?
Thank you. This is Mary calling from Florida.
Hey, Mary.
Hi.
Do you take health questions?
What kind of questions?
I'm dealing with a very complicated, long-standing issue and kind of going in all directions right now. I just wanted to see if you could shed any light on the illness or when it will be resolved or anything you can tell me.
Are you talking about a house?
No, I'm talking about a health condition.
A health, okay, good, because... You're coming a little bit fuzzy, but it's health. Okay. is this something that has been going on a long time?
Very long time, yes.
Okay. How young were you when you first noticed it?
Well, probably, I would say in the last 5 years it's gotten more prominent.
But it was around just then, and you just noticed it once enough and shoved it aside and didn't pay any attention to it for years.
Well, it seemed like it escalated in intensity. It wasn't something that was a major concern at first.
Yeah, that's why you kind of brushed these things aside. I think it's something that you brought in from another lifetime. And with the time that we have, I couldn't possibly. It would not be a good thing for everybody else on the line if we went into this. However, I'll be happy to work with you privately if you'd like to make an appointment.
Would it be better if I ask a more current question for the sake of time?
No.
Okay.
No, because from what I'm getting here, it is it was something that originated in another lifetime, and it's the old expression, you know, on account of because it would be hard to really tie it directly unless you was there.
I think it's past life related, you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's no question. And frankly, the doctors don't have anything to fix this.
Interesting.
Mary, let me ask you a question. Did you get Mary's phone number and email address earlier in the show?
No, I didn't catch that.
All right, let me put that out there now because we do have some callers that called in after I announced it. Do you have a pen and piece of paper handy?
I do.
Okay, her phone number, which is probably the best way to contact her, is area code 212-724-4081. And if anybody wants to contact her by email, think of the Mary Blake. Okay, the initials for that, capital letters, TMB, then lowercase network. TMB, capitalized, lowercase network at TWC.com. All set, Mary?
Okay,
right.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Okay, let's move on and see how many of you we can get.
If she will get the book when it comes out very soon, it's called Bye Bye Bad Karma. There is a chapter in that book about exactly this kind of situation. Okay, where a college professor was suffering from something for years. She had been to every doctor imaginable, and then she had tried alternative medication and things, and nothing helped. And when she went into another lifetime, she saw exactly. She felt and knew, and literally talked with the other incarnation, who was having the situation, and she being the person she was afterwards said, I believe that is why I've had this condition. And within a few weeks, it was completely healed.
Perfect. All right. Let everybody know that Mary's book, which is coming out very shortly, is Bye Bye Bad Karma. And it has to do with her life's mission, which is multi-life therapy.
That's right.
Are you ready for another caller, Mary?
I am.
Okay, area code 240, you're live. What is your first name, please? Are you muted, area code 240? You are live. Okay, we'll move on to somebody else. I'll come back to you if there's been some problem.
Oh, wait a minute.
There you are.
You there? Hello?
Yes, I am.
What is your first name, please?
Jean. Well,
I didn't catch that.
I've enjoyed it very much, but I'm not going to participate tonight.
I'm sorry, but it's very difficult to understand you. I don't know if it's the phone connection or if it's the way you're speaking into the phone.
It may be the phone. I'm on the cell phone.
Yeah. Can you understand her, Mary?
Was it Annette? Would you say your name slowly?
I think Mary is very good. I'm very anxious to read her book.
Oh.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
What is your name?
Jean. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jean.
Okay.
Hi, Jean.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. Oh, I'm so glad that it must have meant something to you. It sort of hit a chord in you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you just vibrate it with it, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, and
thank you, Jean, for listening.
Just know that you have within you the possibility of just experiencing some wonderful, wonderful happiness. And
wonderful. And
do not talk yourself out of it. Do not look the gift horse in the mouth, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Just remember the prayer, thank you for the miracle that's happening.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jean, it's lovely talking to you, and I'm just so thrilled. I'm just sending you all kinds of loving energy.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
You have a
thanks
beautiful
for calling,
heart,
Jean.
And she gives so much. Okay.
Oh,
done.
I can tell. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God bless you, Jean. All right, area code 504, you're next. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi. I was wondering if you could tell me my energies. I know you're not doing healings, but if you could kind of lead me to why my energies feel so off.
Your energy... energy is changing. There's some new stuff coming at you, and you haven't quite digested it yet, and maybe you haven't even noticed it. It's coming, but change always throws us a little bit off our game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have digestion problems for sure right now. And
okay.
I mean, it's so like in my face, but that, you know, I don't see that.
Okay.
And I do have changes coming, and they're scary. I'm at work, and I feel like I can't talk to anybody because I am moving up. And some of the people that have been mean to me are moving up as well. So I'm kind of concerned if I should stay on this path. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I used to teach a course in self-mastery.
Oh.
And which we retrained the subconscious to respond to our conscious choices instead of playing out all of those old tapes, you know, the ones from way back when, the ones that didn't work then and don't work now and mess things up, you know, all of those old tapes.
Yeah.
And one of the exercises we did, we called it the cocktail party. And we kind of wandered around and mingled around. As soon as we found ourselves facing somebody, and we were supposed to say, I have this terrible problem, and it's my best friend. And the other person would say, really, what's your problem? And then you would tell them what your problem was and said, well, how is it your best friend? And then you would describe all of the things that this problem was forcing you to do and to learn and to grow. She says, good. She's a good thinker. She catches it fast. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so, Deborah.
Yes.
what you want to do is you want to say, oh, boy, what is this teaching me? Oh, my goodness, how can I, what do I have to learn to do this better? And congratulate yourself every time you learn something. Congratulate yourself every time that you catch yourself not doing one of those knee-jerk things that you used to do, you know?
I would tolerate until I explode, like I would tolerate bad behavior. And then I would I'm an empath, so I couldn't take it anymore. And I just did it recently, and I cry when I'm by myself because it's so much negativity.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, they used to call me the calmest person in the world right up until the last minute before I exploded.
Same here, I'm calm every other time except those volcano moments.
Now, what I want you to do, I want you to take a lesson from the boiler.
Mm.
Now, you think that a boiler can't teach you something?
No, I've never. This is interesting. This is new for me.
Okay. There's a little teeny hole on the side, and when it gets too hot, and all of a sudden it goes, and what it does is it lets the pressure out before it explodes.
Okay.
Now, that little steam vent on the side of a boiler can teach you how not to allow yourself to get to the point of exploding.
Okay.
If you're out in the jungle and there's a baby tiger in the woods, what are you going to do? Are you going to go out and capture the baby tiger and take it someplace where it belongs, or are you going to wait until it grows up and will maul you?
I would leave it for its mama to come get it.
Oh, no. You've got to take care of this.
Oh, okay.
So you,
I gotcha.
You take care of the little things before they get so big that you have to explode.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
That little steam valve.
Yeah.
Okay, let out the pressure a tiny bit at a time. And you know the most wonderful thing is when you do it that way, you can do it so nicely. Say, gee, I really wish you wouldn't do that.
Okay.
Is there a specific reason why you said what you said? Because I'm wondering what you meant by that.
If you allowed it for so long and lost respect from people already, can you retrain them?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Of course you can retrain. It's harder than training from the beginning, but it can be done. It can the first 4 or 5 times they might not respond properly, but after a while they say, they're getting to the point where they expect it. Okay, so I got it. So if I do the let's straighten this out here. Okay, let's just let's find a better way to do this.
Okay.
Can you see the difference? Why do you always do this to me? And I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Perhaps it would be better if we tried it another way.
Okay.
All right.
And the other thing that I've learned very recently is keeping my mouth shut, which is very hard because I want to go around helping everybody.
You can't do that.
Me,
you can't do that. And sometimes you infantilize them, you know, and you keep them from learning.
Yeah, that's a problem. It's been a problem. I mean,
and people need to make their own mistakes.
Yeah. It's hard. I don't know why I have that in me.
Here's a way that you can ease that, ease your urges without sending out the wrong message and saying, "Hey, I'm here if you ever need me, okay?" And walk away.
Okay. Okay.
Does that feel? How's that? That feels good, right?
It does feel good because it shows concern without diving in, I guess.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Good. Good.
This is hard growth for me.
No, well, you have to make it easy.
Okay.
Your attitude is what makes the difference between hard and easy.
Okay. How do you digest, this is tying it all in, how do you digest easier? Because I've always taken digestive aids with my naturopath, and she said I couldn't digest stuff the same as you, and I forget it. So I don't know why that I can't.
How do you eat? How many times do you chew each bite?
Oh, okay. I think I chew pretty good. I mean, I didn't.
Count and see how many times you chew before you swallow.
Okay.
My father was a Fletcherist.
Oh, okay.
Fletcher was the guy who relearned the things that the Greeks knew 2,000 years ago, that the digestion begins in the mouth. And
okay.
He insisted that you chew every bite 25 times. And my father decided that was a little bit excessive. So he told me to chew every bite 20 times. And being a little girl that always did more than I was asked, I chewed every bite 25 times. And I have never had stomach problems in my life.
Oh, wow.
Except when I was pregnant. Okay.
I've always had stomach problems.
Count.
I'm gonna
how
try.
Many times
yeah.
you chew.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Try it.
So simple, but we forget, you know?
I know. It's disgusting.
Thank you so much, Mary.
You're absolutely welcome. Okay.
I'm going to keep listening.
Deborah, thanks for your patience. Thank you for calling.
Oh, no,
good night.
I'm listening. Good night.
Okay,
good night.
Great. Okay. Good night, hon.
She was a joy to work with.
Oh, yes. Okay, we have two left. Can you handle them?
Sure.
Okay. Area code 646, you're live. What is your first name, please? I think you might have muted your phone. I'll give you a moment. Well, I'll give you a few seconds. Area code 646, you are live. What is your first name, please? Okay, I will come back to you after the next caller to see if you want to talk. If not, that's okay, and we appreciate you listening tonight. Okay. Area code 785. I'm coming to you, and you're live. What is your first name?
Hi, I'm Helen from Kansas.
Hi.
Hi, Helen.
I'm a friend of Mary's, and because of very odd our karma, so to speak, we picked each other out of a crowd in New York City at Arianna Huffington's Thrive event. And what a joy it was to listen tonight, because it just was so calming, and it was so validating, because I do say my prayers for gratitude. And I added a second verse to the Lord's Prayer, and I was like, why do we demand give us our food? I think we should say thank you for the daily bread.
Yeah.
Which
there
is
you
actually
go.
All our trials and tribulations too. We
mm-hmm.
have to take that in and digest it. But the second verse I added is, guide my heart, my head, my hands, and my feet, and show me who I'm supposed to meet.
That's very good.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's terrific. I like that a lot, mm-hmm. Helen.
Yeah. That's a Wellness Weaver thing. Mary and I, Mary has heard all about Wellness Weavers, and I just, my system is to weave between all the people that do want to be well and to live peacefully and collaboratively and innovate and show the world, demonstrate how we can, you know, it's like they'll know us by our love if we're Christians. And Jesus wasn't about organized religion, and he certainly welcomed everybody. And he was also very clear, as much as he spoke in parables and rhymes for some people, he was very clear on judge not lest you be judged. And But I've been, you know, the Bible does still say, you know, stay away from the alcoholics, the fornicators, you know, it's like, well, guess what? Pretty much you'd have to live in a bubble in society.
That's for sure.
If we do want to heal the world and find the people that do want to be well, to change, cross over so that we can become fully humankind, then we have to help people heal that have those afflictions and those addictions.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's where I'm really curious, and I'm really looking forward to reading your book, Mary, and
that's
seeing
what ideas
that gives us to continue to weave together.
Great.
So, yeah, it was a wonderful show, and my time has been so busy. I mean, the last time we first met in 2014, then we got to see each other again in 2015. And it's because Mary takes me in. I'm in New York City homeless for a short time because I need to get someplace else or catch a plane. And she gives me rest and sanctuary, and we share food. And it's just always fabulous. So thank you, Mary.
Absolutely. It's always been a pleasure to spend time with you.
And to find your show, David Clark.
Oh, well, I'm awfully glad that you found it. I'm on every Friday night, 7:30 Eastern time. And I have an array of wonderful, diverse guests, and would welcome you to call in at any time. And it's best to call in 15 minutes before showtime to assure your place in the queue so that you can talk to the caller or get a reading or whatever.
Oh,
I mean, talk to. Yeah.
Helen, I have to tell you, take time to feed your heart.
Ah.
No matter how busy you are, take time to feed your heart.
Well, like music is food for the soul, and are you calling that heart?
Sure, the heart is part of the soul. The heart is the anchor for the soul now. Keeping it attached to the earth plane.
Uh huh. Oh, I loved your analogy of now that I have a vision of a cosmic recycling center up there to transmute all the negative garbage, then that will help me to take care of my heart, because I certainly, my other analogy is I seem to live in a hostile territory and need to thrive. So I said my job is to compost the shit as fast as it's flung at me. And
I want you to notice the little flower sticking out between the rock.
I always notice them.
Okay,
and just put it right
into your heart. Just feed your heart. Okay.
I do. Okay, but thank you for the reminder, because yes, I am, you know, functioning, holding down this campus, and this, you know, the weeds are growing. The storm came. The trees, much damage.
I know. Mm-hmm.
All of
this
stuff. So I am extremely busy, and yes, there could have been all kinds of people helping me from the years that I have helped.
Mm-hmm.
And instead they choose to go back to drinking and wasting my time with their behaviors.
Okay.
So that's what I have to release from, you know.
Yes, you do.
I mean, it's like a weird soul tie, but yet I'm still hoping, like, you know, Charles Atlas used to, not Charles Atlas, what was his name? Oh, Jack LaLanne. That would, you know, put the boat, the rope in his mouth and prove that he could still pull it ashore across the water.
Yeah.
So sometimes I feel that way, that I need to help people get in that boat across
shore. I just got to say, I'm so glad I'm so strong. I'm amazed that I can do this. I'm just so proud of myself for doing this.
Uh-huh. I'm like,
And you know what? It goes smoother after that.
It does.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It absolutely does. So just remember, like there was an Australian guy that used to go around to all the high schools and everything, and he would say, your attitude is strictly up to you. Your attitude.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Mary, we have to do the radio show. David, if you want to try another format, I actually was led into a deal. I mean, it was kind of a trickster deal, but I was groomed for a whole year by people that convinced me that they wanted to help disabled people. But it ended up in the end, it was all about this guy's ego. And he didn't really have a team. And he said, we're not looking to you for money. This is going to give you the format that you need to get your wellness-oriented mutual aid network established. And so I was
And then you make the money and give it to me.
Well, and
there
for
you go.
Advertising, you know, you can sell it because it's an hour-long radio program. It's a 13-week pilot. But I carried that debt. They saddled me with the debt. That put my credit card into, like, high interest. Yeah, it caused a domino effect.
Tell me I didn't get it quickly. Okay, all right. Yeah, I hear you. So, you've got that. So you own it?
It's yours now? Yeah, it's all mine now. That goes back to 2016, January of 2016, but I've got it all taken care of. I just have to find a right team of people that are smart enough and kind enough, and you certainly are.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you brought up that song, you know, accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. I want to be able to fly into the gift of song whenever we are inspired to do it.
Okay. Good.
I believe
we're running out of time, though.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
We are,
thank
Helen.
You.
But thank you for calling,
thank you so much
for holding in there. We're going to try going back to area code 646 for just a moment. If you're there, We tried you before. I'm giving you one more chance. Area code 646. Are you able to hear me? Okay. Well, that's a wrap then, Mary. Thank you so much.
Oh, with my joy.
It's been a pleasure. And so once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.
Night.
Thank you, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.